You're at somebody's desk.
Hello?
Miss Carpenter on 90.
I don't know whether she can dream up anything or not, or whether it'd be helpful. But I could, if he would do it, spare Doug Kidder to go along with y'all. I haven't talked to him about it yet. I called him, but he wasn't there. And help you any way you could in writing stuff or preparing stuff or finding things that were gorgeous for her to say or little quotes on her trip west.
I think that would be wonderful.
Now, you could do it Doug or Busby. I'd prefer you take Doug, but if he can't go, you could get Busby, because I consider it a real campaign trip, and I want some good stories coming out of it without our admitting it's a campaign trip.
Yes, sir. Well, I would be charmed, and I really think Doug might be better on this one. I've begun working on it, and we've got a good press already interested. I think it'll shape up to be about 35 to 40 reporters the way it looks now.
Okay, that's good. I'll send it.
Mr. President, did you see my note about the fact that all of the editors are going to be up at that new house thing? And
Yeah, but I'm going in the little Jetstar, and I haven't got but 8 seats, and I go to hauling editors. I don't know where I'll get off. I've got one of each of these papers, and the congressmen, senators, they have 40, 50 of them wanting to go, and Bill wants to argue with me about it, but I just, I don't think it ought to be.
I just didn't know.
Any of them want to go, there's a press plane, they can ride it, but for me to try to take 2 or 3 Jetstars, I don't really think I ought to do it. I think they'd resent it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bye.